The new siman, specifically with regard to the bracha of, which is recited upon the shofar, the Bechamer states, Sarech litkoa mu'umad. Simply put, the way that a person is supposed to say the bracha on the shofar, it's supposed, the person is supposed to be standing and not sitting. The Mishnah Berurah tells us the reason for this. Why do we do such a thing? When it comes to not only the blowing of the shofar, but also the bracha, it needs to be done standing. Just like when it comes to all other mitzvos, and he asks us to refer to a reference in the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch Siman Ches with regard to wearing the tzitzis. That also when we put on the talis, it's done also standing. And he gives the same reason there as here. Now, what's the reason why it should be umad? Why should it be standing? Because it's written in the pasuk, which is actually a quote from found in the Rosh, the Banu Asher, at the end of Masechtas Pesachim, that the pasuk says Yom Tura Yelachem, that it says Lachem, that it's a day of hearing the blasts of the shofar. With the word lechem, also v'yalfinan milechem de gabi omer. We also find on the second day of Pesach the omer offering, in addition to the sfiras omer, the counting of the omer, but also the bringing of the omer. That it's written in the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, chermesh makama. The entire pasuk is that shiva shuros tisvorlach, for 7 weeks we're supposed to count up, and of course until the holiday of Shavuos, mihachel chermesh bekama tachilis bar shiva Shavuos, from when the sickle is first put into the standing crop, that's when you're supposed to count for a period of 7 weeks. Now over there it says the words lochem, and it also says bekama, the crops which are standing. So the Gemara over there learns, do not read the word standing crop ella bekoma, just focusing on the word standing. That just like the over there, it's talking about something which is standing, that it's, that a person performs this service standing, so too when it comes to all mitzvos, it should be done standing. So that's how we actually learn out that when it comes to doing mitzvos, that a person stands, it's because of this pasuk in Gzera Shava, Blachem, that over there it was standing crops as well. Because of HaMagin Avram, and the Magin Avram continues and says, L'fi zeh, that according to this line of reasoning, Ein lismoch al shum davar ba'ofen, she'im yinatil oso davar yipol. The fact that it tells us you're supposed to stand, he defines, the Magin Avram does, what is standing. Now, the way that you're able to determine if, in fact, a person is standing is, if, let's say, a person is next to an object. The question is, if you would remove that object, would that person still be standing, or would they have fallen straight onto the ground? So he says that if a person is leaning to the fact, to the point that he's actually, if he would be removed, he'd fall down. Shamida zo chashuva ki shiva. Even though, in fact, it looks like you're standing, everyone would look as though a person is standing, but leaning on something to the point that if it's removed, that you would be falling down, that's akin in this halacha as though you're actually sitting. And therefore, for those that are meticulous to stand, not only for the bracha of the shofar, but also to hear the sounds of the shofar, when I was in Miami in yeshiva, I had a Rebbe, Rabbi Gibber, who was always very careful to tell us not to lean against the table, which sometimes we have the tendency to do when we're trying to listen to the shofar. But if a person does that, based on the words of the Magen Avraham, that's considered chashuva ki yeshiva, as though you're actually sitting. Mikol makom, nonetheless, even let's say a person is doing that, or a person is sitting down, if a person would even be blowing the shofar or sitting down listening to it, and there were everyone was sitting, certainly fulfill the mitzvah. This is only the preferable method. However, in a situation where a person did sit down, certainly they did fulfill the mitzvah of hearing the shofar. They still heard it, just wasn't done in the best way. And now, says the Mishnah Berurah, Kulam gam b'shas hatikios shetoken kodem musaf. We have the first set of shofar blasts, which are before the musaf, which we do nusach Ashkenaz, not during the private Shemoneh Esrei, but during Chazaras Hashatz. There's also the shofar blast before. He says the custom that a person should stand for that as well. One last thought based on the words of the Ramah, which we didn't quote yet. The Ramah Shisulis tells us, Nohagin, the custom is, Otakoya al Habima, B'makam Shikorin. He says the preferred place for blowing the shofar in a shul is a place where there is the Habima, in which there you read from the Torah. The same place where the Torah is read is the place where a person should blow the shofar. So even though, let's say, you have a few different places, you might not necessarily daven by the bima. You might daven somewhere else, in the back, or toward the front. Regardless, the halacha does state that a person should, in fact, blow shofar specifically at the bima where the Torah is being read, generally. So the question is why? Why is this the minhag, where to blow the shofar? So the Mishnah Berurah tells us that there's significance to this, that the shofar should be blown specifically by the bima. Kedei, in order, says the Mishnah Berurah, Shizchus HaTorah Yagin Aleinu La'alos Zichroneinu Lefanav L'tova. That's based on the zechus, the merit of the Torah, which is placed here, and the Torah, which we just had heard, the Kriyas HaTorah, and the Torah study that we're engaged in throughout the year, that should be the object, that should be the vehicle which will protect us and save us, that will in fact be recognized and remembered in Hashem's eyes, Latova, for the good. And he then concludes, as will we, with Sar Shieda, the most important attribute of the person blowing the shofar is that a person should have the kavanah, the intention, not only, of course, to fulfill their own mitzvah, but also to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of everyone else in the congregation through their shofar blasts, which occurs in many congregations, as we may be familiar with, is that before the tekios are sounded, the people are reminded to fulfill their mitzvah upon hearing the shofar blast, and also to remind the person who is the Baal Tekeah, the one who is blowing the shofar, that they should keep in mind to fulfill the mitzvah on everyone in the tzibor, everyone in the congregation.